a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you now for our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast. Thanks for staying with us through that brief break. And we want to say hello to a new show sponsor, buyraycon.com/carry.
Whether you're relaxing by the pool, working out, or working from home these days like so many of us, making sure others aren't listening to what you're listening to is important. That's why now it's the perfect time to get a pair of premium wireless earbuds. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of other premium brands that you're going to find out there, but they sound just as good.
They do. Raycon's everyday E25 earbuds are their best model yet. You'll get 6 hours of use, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, plus a more compact design that gives you a comfortable noise-isolating fit that's perfect for conference calls, video chats, TV binge-watching, or, Mary, as we would say, even listening to this show. Find out what all the hype's about, plus get 15% off at buyraycon.com/carry. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, since this is turning out to be a popular summer for RV travels, we thought we'd talk to someone with firsthand advice, whether you're new to RVing, experienced, or maybe you're just thinking about it. Robin Robledo has been living full-time in an RV for the better part of 5 years now with her husband and their five kids.
Wow.
They consider themselves nomads with a purpose, and Robin joins us from the road in the Sawtooth Mountains of Idaho for today's personal connection segment.
Robin, it's nice to meet you electronically. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us all the way from the Sawtooth Mountains in Idaho.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. We just welcomed a new affiliate, actually, in Pocatello last hour on the show that pushed us over 420 weekly affiliates, I think AM 930 and FM 98.9 KSEI. So not too far from you, about 3 hours or so to your southeast. But want to start off with the fact that you and your husband, Victor, used to live in one of Mary's and my favorite parts of the country. We were just out there, as a matter of fact, in February. Beautiful Coronado, California, a place most people don't ever leave. So you sold most of your belongings in 2015, from what I understand. You hit the road. Would love to know, by the way, you did that, as Mary just said, with five kids. What prompted the big change?
You know, it is a beautiful place to live, and we were absolutely enjoying a wonderful lifestyle on the beach, but life was moving too fast, and I wanted to make sure that every day we were waking up and creating a connection and living intentionally. And as wonderful as the ocean is and the people, we just really wanted to kind of own our life and own our time. And I didn't want my kids to grow up and me to look back and think, God, I wish I got to know them better. I wish I spent more time with them. So, you know, we kind of jumped, and it wasn't a huge jump at first, but small jumps. And then it just keeps, the ball just keeps rolling. It's 5 years in, and I don't see this ending.
Wow. All right. That's so interesting. I love the fact that you guys just did it and you're still doing it. And we know that you've been traveling across the U.S. during this pandemic. I'm really curious to know how you've been faring with supplies, finding campsites. How have the past 4 months been?
Yeah, you know, we try to stay in the forest or in the mountains as much as possible because we're always looking for hiking and rock climbing. But I do have to go into the city every 3 to 4 weeks and stock up at Costco. And it's a little culture shock for me to be back in the concrete jungle and the masks. And, you know, if you're out in most campgrounds, very few masks. Most campgrounds have been kind of feel like business as usual, except they are more crowded in the last few weeks for sure. More and more, you have to plan ahead right now if you want to get a campground. For us, it hasn't been too much of an issue because we camp off-grid a lot of times. National forests have a lot of places where you can free camp, so that has helped. But you definitely, you just have to be a little more intentional in thinking through, okay, I might not have to be close to, I might not be close to food and stock up. You know, unfortunately, we stop at Walmart a lot, too.
I'm sure you do.
So I think there are a lot of people on the road doing this year, for sure. So, Robin, I want to just quickly read a little bit of a recent blog post that I saw on your Instagram account from, I think you were in Utah when you posted this, and I quote, "I've never said this lifestyle is for everyone. However, it's perfect for me because it's a constant lesson in a value I hold high, adaptability." So I love that word. We agree with you 100% on this word in terms of life is hard. I think the sooner kids can learn to be flexible and how to pivot, something that all of us are learning to do right now during this pandemic, I think it's a great life skill. Tell us why you find this adaptability piece in this constant sort of quest for adventure?
Yeah, you know, it has made such a difference in, I think, my kids' skill set in life, the fact that they can adapt so quickly, whether we are searching out a campground at the last minute and like, oh, wait, we can't go here, let's just go down this road, or if we're adapting in an airport. And I think adaptability is something a lot of us crave, but we don't really realize how much we do like it, because at the end of the day, it's where, you know, you get this confidence from adapting. So even if you don't RV live in an RV, if you're traveling abroad or even traveling in different cities in the country, I think we all like that feeling of kind of figuring things out, because it kind of goes, it goes hand in hand with new experiences, and we all crave new experiences, but we don't always have the skill set to adapt to them fast.
That's well put.
It's definitely something my husband just didn't have as much adaptability skills as I did when we started this, but he's gained them, and the amount of happiness factor in the process of that has been incredible, life-changing for our family.
Well, I think you've just said that very well. When Mary was introducing you, she mentioned, you know, that summer is shaping up to be, you know, certainly popular for RV rentals. I can't verify it. I tried to. But this week, Thor Industries, they make a lot of the, as you know, the RVs, whether it's Airstream, Jayco, StarCraft, whomever. They put out information from a survey that said 46 million Americans plan to take an RV trip over the next 12 months. I thought that was a staggering number. So I really want to talk a bit about the RV lifestyle and the practicality of it. Clearly, there are realities and cautions of driving a large vehicle. For example, you can't take it through the drive-thru. Okay, and don't try that, folks. Then there's the living part and making it your home. We obviously know things can break down. You just said that campsites can be full. You got to make reservations for that. So any advice for folks listening across the country once they've picked up, you know, the type of RV that they want, and then they're ready to hit the road?
Yes, I was just rewriting this blog yesterday. I'm talking. A couple things is, one, you're self-sustainable. So let's say worst-case scenario for us, if we can't find a campsite, we could pull over at a rest area, a big pull-off, something like that, and we have all of our water, we have our fridge with food, we are self-sustainable, which is why people are drawn to this right now, because sometimes just that uncertainty isn't as easy to adapt to with given the situation in the world right now. The other thing is there's two main types, there's different ways to travel. A lot of people slow travel, meaning you get an RV, you find a campground for a month or at least a couple weeks. Even the most Forest Service road areas, you can go for up to 14 to 17 days and stay there. I personally rarely travel like that. We kind of travel fast on the go. That's where a Class C or a van is a little easier to keep everything packed up, move quickly. But in San Diego, we have a 42-foot fifth wheel that we leave there as kind of a home base, and it stays put. And you still have both the same self-sustainability, but how you want to move, if you want to move fast or slow, or are you trying to get on those dirt roads, or do you want to stick to RV parks? There's a huge range, and there really is a range for everybody.
Well, good advice. Okay.
So, Robin, before we run out of time, I really want you to talk about your kids for a minute. I was looking at all these pictures on your Instagram page, and these kids do not, they just genuinely look happy. And I'm assuming they're being homeschooled. The older ones are probably teaching themselves at this point online. But there's a photo of you and your daughters in Grand Canyon National Park, and those smiles on those kids really say it all. Have all five of your kids taken to this lifestyle?
They are. They are really, really happy. You know, I ran a gymnastics program for 20 years, and a lot of it, that was a big jump, too, in why we were doing it. I did not like the trend I was seeing in kids and being tired, unhappy, unmotivated, and that was never an option. Anyways, in our family, we've always been pretty active go-getters. I expect my kids to speak up and be involved in the decision-making process, where we go. And so it strikes people all the time when they first meet us, like, wow, your kids are not the norm, and it's abnormal.
Good for you on that.
They're so happy, and they're so, really are, I mean, they bicker every so
often. Yeah, that was my next question.
Well, they're kids, right.
Yeah.
My younger two more than my older three. My older three, almost never. And it is teamwork, 100%. We are all in this together. So not only I might say, like, hey, do you guys want to go do this hike? Do you want to camp here? Do you want to do this? But we're all pitching in
Well, you're a family. Listen, you're out there doing it. And, Robin, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time, so we're going to have to let you go. We do wish the best to you and your family.
Yeah,
folks, if you want to check out the adventures, I would love the website. It's just nomadswithapurpose.com. And, Robin, stay in touch with us, okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, thanks.
I look forward to it.
Enjoy the weekend. I really appreciate it.
Take care, Robin. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mary, there goes Robin. Sounds like a great mom, and I love that they're doing it their way, for sure.
Absolutely. Yep,
all
sounds
right, folks,
like fun.
We are quickly approaching our next break. It is time for us to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. There's more RM World Travel coming right up. Stick around and keep listening.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.